From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets of Hong Kong today. They were protesting the imminent passage of Article 23. That's an anti-subversion law that Hong Kong is required to adopt under its mini-constitution, which has guided the city since it was returned to China 6 years ago. Supporters say Article 23 is aimed at protecting China's national security, but many in Hong Kong believe it will infringe on their civil liberties. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Hong Kong.
Not since the aftermath of the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989 has Hong Kong seen such a demonstration. Police say 350,000 people took part in the protest, which brought the city to a standstill as they marched, chanting and singing to the government's offices. Anthem of the American civil rights movement has become the anthem of the struggle for civil liberties in this former British territory. Article 23 deals with crimes of subversion, treason, and sedition, and allows the government to ban organizations that it believes threaten China's national security. Opponents say China can interpret the law to suppress opinions and organizations it doesn't like. Many of the marchers today were demonstrating for the first time ever. People like 45-year-old medical worker Stanley Chan.
But Hong Kong, at this moment, we can stand out and then, the policy of government is not right, we are against it, we have objections, something like that. But in the future, if this basic law, Article 23, has been set up, I don't know whether we can still have the chance to do this. That's why we come up here today.
The fact that so many people can take to the streets at all in a city which is now part of China where such marches are not allowed is due to a political setup known as One Country, Two Systems. It was put in place 6 years ago when Hong Kong reverted to Chinese sovereignty to reassure people that the independent judiciary and respect for individual rights enjoyed under the British would be retained. But now, with Article 23, people here are worried that press freedom and freedom of association will be jeopardized. Bob Alcock is Solicitor General in Hong Kong's Department of Justice. Another of the territory's anomalies allowed former British officials to continue in their posts after the handover. Alcock played a part in drafting Article 23 and says people have overreacted.
Members of the community ought to know that the things that they can lawfully do now, such as hold demonstrations, chanting against the government, having candlelit vigils for June the 4th, they will be able to do after the bill is enacted. There's no cause for concern over this. These laws are dealing with the worst type of crimes against the nation, such as assisting a public enemy at war, those sorts of things, not with people walking down the street holding a candle.
Some independent lawyers who've read the legislation say it's no more draconian than many national security laws in Europe or North America. But Alcock and the Beijing-appointed chief executive of Hong Kong, Tung Chi Hua, have an uphill battle to persuade the people of the territory that their rights will not be infringed by Article 23. Regardless of how the legislation is phrased, though, the people of Hong Kong, like the people of China, have not chosen their leaders. So what it comes down to is trust. Do people here trust that Article 23 will not be used to interfere with Hong Kong's civil liberties? Back at the march, 30-year-old IT worker Jenny Tai says the answer is a definite no.
I do not believe that. Look at the history of China. Look at what they did to the Democratic Party. Look at June 4th, 1989.
Tai is not hopeful the march will have any impact either, and she may well be right. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao visited Hong Kong yesterday and this morning for the handover anniversary celebrations. He said this morning that the people of Hong Kong have nothing to fear from Article 23. Then he left town before the demonstration began. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Hong Kong.